to the editor. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said Friday that the Greenbelt is provincial jurisdiction after the federal environment minister made it also clear he'd consider intervening in Ford's plan to develop parts of these protected lands. Clearly, Ford's plans run counter to the goals of preparing for the effects of climate change and transparency. C. Greenbelt is Ontario's jurisdiction, Ford says after federal minister raises concerns. The plan flies in the face of everything we're trying to do in terms of being better prepared for the impacts of climate change. It is also clear that Ottawa will be looking at potential federal tools to stop some of these projects as well as raising the possibility of emergency orders under species at risk legislation and the Impact Assessment Act. A government-commissioned Housing Affordability Task Force report said a shortage of land isn't the cause of the housing crisis. In his remarks, the federal minister referred to some of the legal processes that are in place to protect nature and those whom Ford and Fedeli are supposed to represent. In due course, he added all projects may be considered for review by the Independent Impact Assessment Agency, and doing what Ford should know is critical. Ontario's Auditor General is conducting a value-for-money audit of the financial and environmental implications of the Greenbelt development plans, which desperately need to be a priority of Ford and cabinet ministers. Unfortunately, our local MP Vic Fedeli appears more eager to get the 1.5 million homes built in 10 years supporting Ford. Vic's questionable behavior and ongoing secrecy and silence are shameful, locally and provincially, and may finally serve another issue deserving his re-election. The province's integrity commissioner is also investigating a complaint from the incoming NDP leader into what she calls the curious timing of recent purchases of the Greenbelt land by powerful landowners with donor and political ties to the Ontario PC Party, and equally deserving investigation from the integrity commissioner and delivering more accountability than Ford and Vic unilaterally appear the driving forces with questionable motives. C. Integrity Commissioner asked to investigate Ford's Greenbelt development plan. Ford and his housing minister have denied developers were tipped off about plans to open the Greenbelt. It also sounds Ford-like and believable given their relationships to date and the conflicts of interest. Ontario created the Greenbelt in 2005 to protect agriculture and environmentally sensitive lands in the Greater Golden Horseshoe area from development, and it appears we need to also be protected from Ford and Fedeli. Truth and integrity are essential from all elected on all issues, and we deserve both transparency and accountability. When that protection, accountability, and conflicts of interest are as questionable as it was and continues from Ford and our MP Fedeli, we need more investigations from the Auditor General and Integrity Commissioner, not just on the Greenbelt but so many other things, Ford says. This government's legislative surprises continue. These decisions send a clear message to whom Ford really believes elected him. It caters and degrades the rest of us in all of Ontario whom he rarely listens to and ignores due diligence. Frank O'Hagan, North Bay.